Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with General Michael Hayden, Director, National Security Agency. And joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bonnie Brown. Bonnie?
General, late last year, you announced a reorganization of restructuring of the organization. Tell us about that.
Sure, Bonnie. There are very few tools that someone, even someone called a director, has to meaningfully affect an institution. One's money and the other one's organizational structure. And so we focused on organization quite a bit, we being myself, Deputy Director Bill Black, and some others. If you look back through the history of NSA, and I don't want to drag your listeners too far back through our history, but it has some import for what we're discussing now. Cold War, not a Cold War, focus on the Soviet Union, focus on other issues. Americans in harm's way in actual combat, Americans in relative peace. You pick your yes and no kind of combinations. The National Security Agency seemed to be always comprised of five key components. No matter what happened on the outside, we had five big boxes on our organizational chart. And each of those boxes was fairly self-contained. Each had a protocol office, each had a planning shop, a programming shop, a budgeting shop. You can go on and on. Each had their own information technology shop. And that's actually not a bad system. If what you want to do is to simply operate today's structure, it's not even a bad system if what you want to do is to kind of marginally improve what it is you do today. That, you know, if you're doing X and you want to do 120% of X, you know, if you thought about it a bit, you could put a pretty positive spin on that kind of structure out of some management texts and call it empowerment or power down or matching resources with responsibilities and accountability and so on. But it's a horrible structure if what it is you want to do is fundamentally reshape what your agency is about. Since power, decision-making, accountability, manpower, resources, or any of the levers you might want to pull in order to affect fundamental change are so dispersed, you almost have to have a town meeting with everyone saying, yes, of course, that's the right way to go before you make any course shifts whatsoever. And so what we did in this restructuring was essentially leave at the key component level those two activities that are core mission, signals intelligence and information assurance. But to dissolve the other key components and to extract out of everything what we viewed to be corporate functions. So if you looked at what the agency did and you looked at corporate, i.e. it went across the entire corporation and it was a doer function like information technology or training or human resources, we pulled it out and made it a separate standalone, and we call them associate directors. So now I've got an associate directorship for information technology, human resources, training, installations and logistics, and so on. We then took all the planning, programming, and policy activities out of these dispersed key components, pulled them up to the headquarters level, put them under a new position, the chief of staff. Okay? So now we've got two key components left. They just do mission. They don't worry about planning. They don't worry about programming. They assume their information technology is going to work. They assume the National Cryptologic School will provide them with trained individuals so they can focus day-to-day on mission. Now, this is imperfect. We know there are still some pockets of activities that are dispersed. But in a way that's never been done before in the agency, we've now shredded out these activities. That's given us economies of scale. That's given me and the other members of the senior leadership the ability to make hard, as in significant turns, changes in direction. It's also been kind of discovery learning. When you gather, for example, all of your information technology specialists from out the agency, you suddenly find out how many information technology specialists you really have, and so on. And you begin to ask, I wonder if that represents best practices as we enter the 21st century. And so that's been the major organizational change for us. I've told the workforce that we did that sequentially, two major changes over about a four-month period. And I've told the workforce that I don't have anything more hidden in my lower right-hand desk drawer, that we've made the fundamental changes. And from here on out organizationally, we'll just fine-tune what we've got. I'm quite happy with it. If your listeners are familiar with the Department of Defense and the Goldwater-Nichols Reorganization Act, our Information Assurance and SIGINT directorates are our fighting forces. Our associate directors, human resources, information technology, and so on, those are the military departments: train, organize, equip, and provide. And those planning, programming, and budgeting functions, that's the Joint Staff and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. It's a pretty consistent model with how Goldwater-Nichols restructured DOD.
What were the management challenges accompanying this change?
We had grown to the point, Paul, that there wasn't enough trust amongst our parts. Again, a product, I think, of downsizing. As you get smaller and smaller, the instinct of any government institution, any bureaucracy, is towards self-preservation. And so, for example, if the training budget overall is getting cut, if you're inside one of the key components, you want to preserve some training capability because you're not so sure the corporation can deliver for you anymore. Well, over time, that's very inefficient overall. But in terms of making sure you're keeping yours and you've got a little buffer when it comes to training and education, you can understand why that happens. The biggest challenge we had was to force people to get out of businesses that weren't their core business and to take that leap of faith that the corporation or the corporate entity responsible for that activity would indeed be there when the component needed it. The classic for this is information technology. We were so dispersed throughout the agency, practically everyone had their own IT shop because the kind of organization we are, IT is everything. If the information technology doesn't work, we don't work. It doesn't happen. And so we had this greatly dispersed IT structure with everyone trying to do the right thing, but doing the right thing in a field of view that was about 2 degrees wide. Now, that may be very good for an individual analyst, and he may actually have a wonderful, tailor-made, almost handcrafted workstation. You can imagine the logistics nightmare that would create for an institution that had tens of thousands of workstations. And so the biggest challenge we had was to get all of our people to take that leap of faith that they can count on other parts of the institution to give them what they needed when they need them.
At the same time, you also announced that NSA was interested in becoming more responsive to its customers, the White House, the CIA, and the military commanders. Could you tell us about your work on this effort?
Sure. Now, we've always been responsive. And in fact, the agency gets very good marks, particularly during and after the Gulf War, in terms of how it has embedded with its customers, how it has tried to lead turn its customers, anticipating needs before the customer even can precisely articulate them. We did a customer survey. It took place right before I came on board, and so it was reported out just after I got there. So it's about 2 years old now. And our customers actually give us very good marks for that first report, that initial product coming out of NSA. We get far less good marks when it comes to the first question after the product. We become very opaque to people out there beyond NSA and become a sea of acronyms and symbols and techno jargon that it's very difficult for the people who use our product to understand. And so we're trying to move in the direction where we're even more fully integrated with those who use our product. If we're in the business of responding to questions, we're already late. We need to have such a sense as to what our customers need that we anticipate their needs and meet them again before they're even able to articulate them.
You mentioned in the first segment that you manage enormous amounts of information, and indeed much of that is related to the information that your customers need. What lessons learned could you describe for other executives in managing very large amounts of information?
I don't know, Bonnie, that I can actually give you a lesson learned other than we've learned the lesson that this is where success or failure is really located. If you look at what the intelligence process is, and this is classic intelligence work, it starts with accessing collection, then processing, analysis, and then finally reporting. Okay. When it comes to looking at what we as an agency have to improve, you'd say we want to get better across the board. But when you really narrow down and say, but where's the real linchpin in this? Where's the real pivot point? It's not in accessing collection. It's in processing and analysis. It's in dealing with vast volumes of information in a very efficient way. If we don't develop the right tools to allow our analysts to do that, and right now I have to admit, it's a very labor, manpower intensive activity. If we don't develop the right tools for knowledge management, we can't get to where the nation needs us to be. We've talked a lot with private industry about this. I mean, giants of private industry. And frankly, it looks like our needs just about outstrip anyone else out there. So we're at the top end of the spectrum when it comes to solving this problem.
It's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll focus our conversation on some of the more personal aspects of NSA. We'll find out how information is declassified and perhaps released, and what a candidate goes through before they can join NSA.